Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
We mentioned that we're at the Mohegan Sun at the Connecticut Cancer Foundation dinner. And we are joined now by the gracious host who's really had this thing put together, he and his wife Jane, and John Ellis joins us right now. Johnny, thank you so much for having us again this year.
Michael, it's great to have you here again. You, Don.
You're younger David. Every year, by the way.
Well, thanks.
It's unbelievable.
You know, I take a lot of drugs, so I'm okay with it.
You're a handsome man, John.
Thanks,
you really
thanks,
are. Man. Now, Ray Pinal, the head of the Mohegan Sun, is here as well. And Ray, thank you for being such a gracious host as always.
Michael, thank you for having me here, and thank you for bringing the show here and being a host of the great event tonight.
You got it. Now, Johnny, it's been what? How many years is this?
This is like 33, 34.
33. How much money have you raised over the 33 years?
You know, a lot, Michael. I really don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be inaccurate, but I think the most important thing to remember is people like you, people like Ray, they come here to help Connecticut cancer patients. It's an unconditional commitment. They bring their whole teams with us to raise money for cancer patients in Connecticut. That's what we do. Ray at the Mohegan Sun has been with me for 20 years. He's one of the great leaders of the Mohegan Sun and has been sponsoring us, caring for us. And for all you guys to do this, it's beyond anything Jane and I ever imagined.
Well, let's talk to Ray. Ray, this place gets bigger every time we come here. It seems like there's a new hotel opened up. I think I'm staying in that one tonight. And you've got a lot of things going on. There's some big guests coming up as well.
You know, listen, there's always things going on here at Mohegan Sun. We're always looking to enhance our offerings and continue to improve the property and the operations here. I think what we're here for tonight, though, is a great event that John and Jane have put on. You know, we've been partners with the foundation for a couple decades now, and it's been an honor to work with them under the inspirational leadership. And John and Jane, they've really developed a tremendous program, and having you and your show and come and help and assist to raise money for cancer patients in Connecticut, I think it's a fantastic to see this have grown and flourished the way it has.
Now, since I think it was last year, Johnny, didn't you guys open up a new place that made possible by the funds you raised at this dinner?
You know, we have a large endowment, not large, but it's about $10 million. So we used part of that endowment to say, look, we're going to have a museum that honors the Hall of Fame players that have come through here to raise money for cancer patients. People don't realize that these great players raise the money to help cancer patients in Connecticut. Mike and I can tell Ray and Don and Peter this. I was at an event the other day. I saw a 7-year-old brain cancer patient. For 5 minutes, he had a piece of cake, and he tried to bring that cake to his mouth. He finally got it there, and I saw a little smile. I wanted to scream. I wanted to cheer, but his parents wanted him to learn how to eat that cake again. So we raised money for him. And it's inspiring to know that you're doing good.
Now, you're involved in this because cancer has touched you many times in your life.
Yes. I lost a brother before 40, my sister before 40, and a sister-in-law before 40. I was diagnosed with cancer before 40. I didn't expect to live. So, you know, Peter, you make that deal.
Yeah.
When you're going down, Don.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Now you have to keep your end of the deal.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the story.
How did you... That must have been so incredibly tough. How did you handle losing two siblings that young, emotionally? Just how did you power through that time?
You know, I wasn't scared about dying.
Really?
I can honestly say that to you, and my wife can say that to you. I really wasn't scared. I made that deal, and I plan on keeping it till the day I die, so I wasn't scared. That's all I can tell you. I wanted to do this. I wasn't scared. I never cried. I never became emotional. In fact, I didn't tell my children that I had cancer until later, of course. So it was just something that was inside me that I faced a lot of danger in my life, and so it didn't scare me.
Now, you didn't get scared with that, but were you scared when Thurman Munson came up and you thought he was going to take your job with the Yankees?
No, I'll tell you, Thurman and I had a deal, Michael, that we wouldn't hurt each other at home plate when I got traded. Thurman, I couldn't understand this. Ray, they called me in at the end of the season. I came up at 20 years old, and I'm catching. So at the end of the season, Lee McPhail called me up, and I came into New York, and he said, we're going to trade Pepitone. We're going to give you the job at first base. And we got a guy named Thurman Munson. I never saw Thurman. Now, think about this name, Thurman Munson. I'm Johnny Ellis, no one's the strong boy today. So anyways, they traded Joe. I became the first baseman, rookie of the spring. And we both went 4 for 40.
Four for 40?
Yeah, start off the season. Ralph called us in, said one of you two guys are coming out of the lineup. Naturally thought it was Thurman Munson.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me out, and Thurman went on to be rookie of the year.
And then you ended up being traded to the Indians.
For a bum named Nettles.
Not bad. So you had a lot to do with
you. You're right there in the middle of it
all,
right?
Two Yankee championships, yeah. Now, did you, with all the stuff that's in the news today, did you guys ever steal signs?
Yes.
Not illegally?
Not illegally. Not like that. No one does that. I mean, I that's repulsive. It's unprofessional, and it should never happen.
But you hear, even Bernie said it. We had Bernie Williams on yesterday about not wanting sometimes to know what pitch was coming. Were you that way as well, that you do benefit from knowing the pitch, that you probably would rather not know it?
No, Don, I want to know.
Yeah, okay.
you wanted all the help possible.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Yeah.
Catch the show on demand whenever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast.
I got to tell you guys this quick story. We're in Chicago. They never let me play too much, but we're in Chicago. Gaylord Perry's pitching. He said, John, I don't care what happens today. They're stealing signs out in center field in Chicago, old White Sox Stadium. They're blinking a light out there. I said, oh, God, he's in one of his moods again. You know, those Hall of Famers get in those special moods, Ray. You can't deal with them. So anyways, I said, okay, Gaylord, what do you want to do? He said, well, John, I want you to use all our signs and flip over. So in other words, if Gaylord Perry wanted a slider, I had to do this. If it was the second sign was the indicator, I'd go one's a fastball, three's a slider, and I'd keep pumping. We use pumps. So if I went one, two, three, it was the second sign would be a curveball. Then he'd add two, so then you had to add two from a curveball to slider to changeup. And then you have to ask where you want it, inside or out.
John, do you have a calculator to figure that all out?
Ray, I never knew what the hell was coming. So, anyways, he lasted maybe two innings that day. He got bombed. And so, I said, Gaylord, I guess they didn't steal your signs too much. He goes, shut up, John. So, anyways, he thought...
But, Johnny, why didn't you just have a sign for a spitter? I mean, what?
That's exactly right, Michael, that is exactly right. We did have a sign for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, did it move a lot, the spitter?
Oh, it was like a knuckleball, a hard knuckleball that comes in. It doesn't spin. So you had to be strong to throw a spitter, because when it gets just before the plate, it drops down because of the Vaseline on the ball. But to hold the ball with Vaseline, now all infielders, myself, catchers, infielders, we'd sometimes grab that ball of Vaseline and, fly off right and left.
Yeah.
But you have to be strong to throw a spitter.
Here's what I don't understand, though. So he had a lot of teammates on a lot of different teams. They all knew he was putting Vaseline on the ball. I mean, it used to drive Bobby Mercer nuts. When you guys would get traded to another team, like Mike Fiers is the one who exposed the Astros, why didn't you guys tell people?
I'm like, Michael, we believe in the brotherhood of baseball, so our job's not to turn each other in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the umpires would pick up the ball.
Right.
Billy Martin came out one day, rub him all over his neck, check on him, but the umpires would pick up the ball with the grease on it and throw it out. Now, if they're not doing anything about it, right? What the hell should we do?
Where was the Vaseline on his body?
All right, I'm going to tell you guys. This Gaylord's probably watching.
Okay.
So Michael said, where's the Vaseline on his body?
Mm-hmm. It was on your body, wasn't it?
No.
No?
So listen to this. So he'd be like rubbing his neck and, you know, doing all this stuff. So whenever he wanted the grease, I can't tell you.
All right, I'll tell you.
So everybody wanted the grease, he'd have it on the side of the stripe of his pants. He'd put it on the back of his thumb when he needed it. And then do this and put it on the ball.
Wow.
So it'd always be on the side of his pants, on the stripe.
Now, I wonder from a baseball batter's perspective, because I remember when Mike Scott, everybody thought he was doctor on the ball in 86 with the Astros. I felt that he was so in the Mets' head that it didn't matter if he doctored it or not. They were beaten before they got to the plate. Was that a lot with Gaylord Perry, that they were thinking so much about him with the spitball that he already had won before he even threw a pitch?
I think some guys felt like that. But, Don, let me tell you, we're playing Monday Night Baseball in New York. Mm-hmm. I'm catching Gaylord. So here we go again, you know. And Roy White hits one of his best spitballs for a three-run homer. The next guy up, or a couple guys later, hit a spitball for a two-run homer. We're out of the game 7-0 before we even begin. So a lot of times it doesn't break, just like a curveball, fastball, so forth.
Ray, before we let you go, I was looking at some of the guests you have coming up. Adam Sandler, is that sold out already?
It is. I think there's a few tickets left
March
here.
March 20th,
and there.
Right?
It's coming up. Yep, it's going to be a great show. I mean, having him come here, we've had some really great shows. Sebastian Maniscalco is out there. He's going to be doing two shows here, so some great comedy here. The arena's always packed, always full. Always an opportunity to come see a great show here. I've come to see some myself. I'm looking forward to seeing Sebastian myself.
Yeah, he's great.
I saw him the first time I was here. He's really, really funny. Yeah. You know, Italian New York guy that puts on a great, great show. So encourage our guests always to come check out our website. Our shows are always listed there. You'll see A-lister shows coming through. You'll see top-notch comedy acts coming through. We have our professional sports teams playing here. The Black Wolves are competing, you know, right now this season. They're in mid-season right now. So, you know, always busy, always something going on here at Mohegan Sun. And tonight, you know, we're all here for the great event. John, his great leadership, and really look forward to the event.
Well, John, I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for
being such a grand host. And Ray, same thing to you.
Thanks, guys.
Always nice. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.